Good morning, everyone. I'm glad everyone could be here and everyone could listen on the live stream on this snowy day. It is now January 2, 2022. It's going to take me a month to write 2022 down for the date. Or more than a month. But we're in a new year, and we look back the last year, and there have been some joyous moments. We've had some new brothers and sisters baptized into Christ, and we've had some members have new grandbabies born, and we've had some other things. You know, our brother Ken is recuperating and seems to be getting better with his transplant surgery. We resumed the great giveaway in the Ladies' Day, and we had a good set of meetings with our summer series when we had guest speakers come. I thought that worked very well. So we had a lot of good things happen. We had several high school graduates, and they've gone on to further their education. But 2021 has been a tough year in a lot of ways. We have a lot of people who are ill. We have people with long, like my father-in-law and David Volkert are both right now ill and working on struggling with that. You know, Eva broke her leg out in the middle of New Mexico and is dealing with that. And there are a lot of others, and I don't want to, I'll forget somebody, but there are a lot of other people who have struggling with illness, and we have a lot of people have been hit with COVID, and it's been a real problem. Even now, Bill tells me that the preacher from Meridosha is in the hospital here with COVID. You know, it's been serious, and we've had friends and loved ones and who passed away because of that. And it's just been very difficult. And we've had difficulties between brothers and sisters about COVID and about how to respond to it, and about how to react to it. And those disagreements cause problems. And we've also had, finally, we've had our evangelist decide to resign and to take a hiatus from preaching. And so Adam is gone and has moved to his in-laws or into Alabama, where his in-laws live. And so a lot of things happened in 2021 that was tough. But this is a new year, and we have new opportunities, and we have a new theme for the year. As the poster says, the theme is the thesis statement from the Epistle to the Romans. It is the central fact in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." But that is the central message to us and the central theme for this year, for us going forward as Christians, is to remember that the gospel is the power of God, and the gospel is the most important fact in our lives. It is the central fact to us in our lives every day. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul tells us, he says, starting in verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast to the word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and then by the 12. And then he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen by James and by all the apostles. And then last of all, he was seen by me also as one born out of due time." That the gospel is the most important thing. It is the most important fact. He says that that was what you received, and in which you stand, and by which you are saved. That we are saved by the fact of the gospel. And then he tells us what the gospel is. Gospel means good news, and what the good news is. The good news is that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose after 3 days according to the scriptures, and that there are witnesses to that fact, and he lists the witnesses to that fact. And by according to the scriptures, it means according to God's will, according to his plan and his purpose. And we can see that starting in Genesis 3 after the fall. In Genesis 3:15, he told Eve that her seed would crush the serpent's head, that from then on the descendant would come and would have victory over Satan and victory over the serpent, and that we would receive that victory according to the scriptures through Christ, and that that is the most important fact for us, for everyone. And so in 2022, let us resolve to remember that and to keep that in perspective. As we go through our life and we go through the struggles that we have facing us, focus on what is the most important thing. There are so many things going on that have distracted us, the cares of the world, the struggles and the strife and the difficulties, and they are difficulties and they are challenges. But they distract us from what is the most important thing. The most important thing is that we are Christians and we are in Christ, and Christ rose from the dead, and we have hope because of that. And that good news, and let us resolve then, as our theme tells us, to remember that as the most important thing in our lives as we move forward this year. And Paul says it comes to those who believe, back in Romans. It says, it is the power of God until salvation to all those who believe. In verse 16, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. So it is those who believe, and it is everybody. He says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Well, to Paul, that was everybody. You were either a Jew or you were a Greek. In his world, that was everybody. And so he's saying the gospel is for everybody who believes. And when he says believe, he means someone who is motivated by their belief and their faith to the point to obey, to follow what God says. That's what he means by believe and by faith. It means an obedient faith. It means one that is motivated and committed because of that fact, because we know Jesus rose from the dead, that we are committed to be his disciples. And we can see that in the book of Romans. When he gets to the point after he has made his argument about salvation being to everyone through faith in Christ Jesus, he says in Romans 6:15, so what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? So can we do whatever we want because we are given salvation? And he says, certainly not. In verse 16, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether to sin, leading to death, or to obedience, leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves to sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Paul tells us we have a choice. Every day we have a choice. Do we do what God wants us to do or not? And we are slaves to that which we obey. We are slaves to the choices we make. And he's telling us that we can be slaves to righteousness. He says that they became slaves to righteousness in verse 17 because they obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So we obey the doctrine, the form of doctrine, the truth of the Bible, the truth of God's grace to us, the truth of the hope we have in Christ. And we are obedient to that, and we become slaves to righteousness. So when we say, when we think of the theme, when we think of remembering the most important fact, we remember that our commitment then is to commit our lives to being slaves of righteousness. And again, if we don't keep ourselves focused on Christ, we can forget that. So we need to resolve to deepen our faith and to focus ourselves on Christ, to be the follower of him. And we have an image of that and a picture of that in Hebrews 12. The Hebrew writer gives us the great chapter on faith. We call it the Heroes of Faith in chapter 11, where he lists all these people who did great things. But then he concludes in chapter 12, and he says, therefore, because of all these witnesses, because of all these great men, we have examples. He says, therefore, since we have surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. He says, let us lay aside the weight, the encumbrances, as some translations use, the weight that so easily besets us, and the sin that so easily besets us. We have so many things that will try and take us away from focusing on Christ. Our sin, and also the struggles of life, the things that happen, the difficulties we have, the disputes we have, but also the difficulties and the challenges we have, whether it's financial or physical, or if it's disagreements over whatever that is strife between people, they all take us away. Those are the encumbrances. He's saying to set those down. And we do that by focusing on Christ and making sure that following Christ and being committed to Christ is how we concentrate and focus our lives, and that we run with endurance, we run with patience, it says in some translations, the race that is set before us. The word journey is currently very popular. People talk about everything they're doing as a journey. And that, in the scriptures, Paul likes to talk about it as a race. But it is. Our going from today to tomorrow to the end of our lives every day, and we have to take that journey or run that race, and he says to do it with endurance, and the way to do it with endurance, the way to run our race is by focusing on Christ and by setting all these other things aside and remembering what's the most important thing. And the most important thing is the central fact of the gospel, that Jesus died and rose from the dead. And let us resolve this year to focus on Christ and to focus our lives and to run with patience on Christ by focusing on Christ and keeping our perspective on what's important. And what's important is to be pleasing to Christ and to follow him and to be obedient to him and to be that slave of righteousness that Paul talks about. Finally, let us resolve to share the good news. Again, Paul said that the gospel was for the Jew and the Greek, meaning for everybody. And the gospel was to be available for everybody. And then Paul elsewhere, well, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he says to imitate him even as he imitates Christ. So we are to be imitators of Paul. And when you read about Paul, you read about a man who is committed to sharing the gospel to whoever and anybody he can tell it to. And the best example of that is Philippians chapter 1. Paul wrote the letter to Philippians while he was in jail, essentially. He was in house arrest. But he refers to it as being in chains. There were guards. He couldn't go anywhere. I mean, he was arrested. He was under arrest. And he calls it chains. So if you're arrested and you're stuck in a house by yourself and they're just guards to keep you there and you can't go anywhere, what do you do? Well, Paul says, don't worry about that. He says in verse 12, chapter 1, Philippians 1:12, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out to the furtherance of the gospel. So that it became evident to the whole palace guard and all the rest that my chains are in Christ. most of all to the brethren of the Lord, having become confident in by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. But the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. That his answer when he's locked up and he's stuck there and he can't do anything is to preach to the guards. Whoever was there, he would share the gospel with. So that everybody in the whole palace guard knew the gospel, knew he was there in chains because of the gospel. He took every opportunity, everywhere, every time he could, to preach the word. And then he rejoiced that it was preached, regardless of why. Some people we know were envious of Paul, and they did things out of envy. And he didn't care as long as the gospel was preached. So, to be an imitator of Paul, let us resolve to share the gospel and to preach it. And the first way is to do what he did there, which is to see, to be able to preach the gospel to everybody, anybody. We have to be able to start seeing people as souls who need a savior. Start seeing everyone who is not a Christian as somebody who needs Christ. And not be reluctant, not try to pick and choose who to share the gospel with, but to share it to anyone and everyone. And to see everyone who is a potential Christian. I've said this before, and I go out with Bill, and he's always talking to people, and he's that way, and he likes to talk, but he shares the gospel with anybody who listens. And that's just the way he is. And that's the kind of example we need, to be willing to share the gospel and to see everybody, not just people who don't look like us, who we don't think of as possible might be interested. Not just confine it to some group that looks the right way, to be willing to share the gospel to everybody. And second, it seems to me we need to get in our minds that it's good news. What are we telling people? We're telling people that salvation is available to everybody and that everybody can be saved and be with God in heaven. It's good news. We want to start looking at sharing the gospel as sharing good news to people. And not, when I was a child, it seemed like, I don't know if you want to call it oppressive or what, but it seemed like you were dour and you were angry all the time to share the gospel. But it's not something dour. It is good news. It is good news that Christ died and rose from the dead. It is good news that salvation is available. We need to change our mindset that we are sharing good news. It's a whole lot easier to go out and tell people good news than it is to try and tell them bad news. But we need to remember that gospel means good news, and it is good news. And so, for 2022, we have this new theme. Let us remember the theme, and let us live our lives that the gospel is the power of salvation to everyone who believes. And we need to remember that that is the most important fact, and live our lives devoted to Christ, as slaves to righteousness, and being willing to share that gospel and to help to let anybody know. And when we share it, a lot of people are going to not be interested. And that's okay. We can't affect that. And if they're not interested, what do? You just go tell somebody else. If they're not interested, you just tell somebody else, and somebody will be interested. Again, if you go back to Paul in Acts 18, Paul is our example. When he was in Corinth, he went to the synagogue to preach the gospel. And in verse 6 it says, "But some opposed him and blasphemed him. And he said, 'Your blood be on your own head. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles.' And he went to the house of justice that was next door to the synagogue, who was a believer, and he preached the gospel. So when we tell people the gospel and they're not interested, we need to learn not to get discouraged. And to know that that just means we just go tell somebody else. We use every opportunity and we trust in the Lord and we just follow our example. Paul said, be an imitator of him and just go and tell somebody else. And if they're somebody will be interested if we just go and tell somebody else. So let's resolve to put Christ first for 2022 and to focus on him and to get rid of all the distractions and to keep him in the center so that we can follow him and be Christians and be his slaves of righteousness. And I believe everyone here is a Christian, so this message is to commit us more deeply to Christ. But if there is someone who wants to become a Christian, we invite you to come forward. If there's any who want prayers or want to speak of the congregation and have a need, we invite you to come forward now as we sing the song that's been announced.